This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Roy from Mount Vernon is. Roy, are you there?
It's actually not Roy. We lost Roy.
Roy left us?
Roy left us, but we have a backup.
Oh, we better. Is it Randy?
It is Randy.
Randy for Bremerton, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, see what happens when you stay on the phone as a backup? Sometimes you get to play.
Yeah.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye. I'm going to go find Roy.
Yeah, please do.
I played yesterday, too, so I hope I can do better.
Oh, nice.
You lost yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, I lost.
Randy, I have faith you're going to win this time. For those all playing at home, Randy has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What do the letters D and C stand for in Washington, D.C.?
District of Columbia.
Yes. AC/DC released their album Highway to Hell in what decade?
The 80s?
No.
90s?
No.
70s?
Yes. How many feet are in 5 yards?
5 yards. 15 feet?
Yes. In which country is the Great Pyramid of Giza?
Egypt?
Yes. Jerry Rice won 3 Super Bowl titles with what NFL team?
San Francisco 49ers.
Yes. Brad's Drink was the original name for what soft drink?
Pepsi?
Yes. What is the name of the villain in The Little Mermaid?
I don't know that one. Pass.
A group of lions is called a what?
A den?
No.
No. A pack?
No.
No. Okay. I passed.
Randy, you did better than yesterday. Yeah. You got 6 correct.
Hey, we'll take it.
Oh, we will take it. Yeah, you were on a roll there. The last few questions kind of messed you up. I think Steve might be a little faster, so he might get to more questions. But hopefully he doesn't know the answers. Steve, are you ready?
I don't know.
I've never heard that come out of your mouth before.
I went in the other room real quick, and I saw there was a cookie, and I was like, I'll just try a little bite of it. I didn't realize those were the cookies that were meant for dogs.
One of our
coworkers made.
Wait, the ones that are literally labeled dog treats?
I was in a rush, and I needed something to eat real quick. I was feeling kind of lightheaded and tired. I was like, I'll just eat a quick bite out of this cookie. I'll be fine.
I got to know, how was it?
It tastes like it's meant for dogs.
Does it?
Yeah. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't good.
Because I think it has all, like, ingredients that you could consume and not die, at
least. No, I think I'm okay. I just was a... Woof, sometimes woof. You should read what's on the packaging.
Steve, are you kind of ready?
Yes.
What do the letters D and C stand for in Washington, D.C.?
District Columbia.
Yes. AC/DC released their album Highway to Hell in what decade?
Ooh, 80s.
No.
70s.
Yes. How many feet are in 5 yards?
Oh, come on. 56?
No.
64?
No.
69.
No. In which country is the Great Pyramid of Giza?
Egypt.
Yes. Jerry Rice won 3 Super Bowl titles with what NFL team?
That's Seahawks legend Jerry Rice. San Francisco 49ers.
Correct. Brad's drink was the original name for what soft drink?
Sprite?
No.
Pepsi?
Yes.
Nice.
What is the name of the villain in The Little Mermaid?
Is that Flounder?
No.
Ursula?
How do you know that? Yes. A group of lions is called a what?
Pride.
Yes. In Greek mythology, who is the Greek god of the sea?
Aquaman.
No.
Poseidon.
Yes. What pop singer has the albums titled Katie Hudson and Teenage Dream?
Oh, that's Katy Perry.
Sure is. Wow. Wow. You got 9 correct, Steve, which is a win, 9-6.
Yes.
Randy, you're just a loser.
Poor Randy.
I'm sorry. Ow.
Also, the numbers were 6 and 9. How appropriate.
Nice.
How appropriate for Steve.
I picked up on that.
I am so mad.
Why?
He literally did not get how many feet are in 5 yards, so I thought for sure he was going to lose.
I like that he was just throwing out numbers. He wasn't even attempting to do math.
I tried. My mind wasn't in it. And I was just like, you know, math is not happening today. Go away. Not today, man.
3 feet in a yard.
Yeah.
5 yards, 3 times 5 is?
Okay, yeah.
15.
And Randy got that one right.
I was fixated on 12. Not that it matters.
What?
I just heard foot, and it's 12 inches and a foot.
Oh.
My mind wasn't really there just yet. I was still processing that I just ate a dog cookie. So I was just trying to, like, figure that out in my own head.
You know what? It's fair to say that was maybe brain food for you.
Yeah, it worked out well.
It did.
Once I got past the math. Well, most dogs aren't good at math.
No.
So.
I actually am.
I've read.
The Daily Migs Show.
There is quite a lot of buzz happening online. People are chatting about the latest tattoo that Machine Gun Kelly got.
Do you rock with Machine Gun Kelly?
No.
You don't like his pop punk stuff?
No, I don't. I don't actually really know. If you told me name a Machine Gun Kelly song, I couldn't.
So you haven't heard this one? This is when he was trying to be like a pop punk guy. He's a rapper as well.
Well, I was very impressed with his performance in The Dirt.
Oh, as Tommy Lee?
Yeah.
He was pretty badass as Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
So he sings all his own stuff, yeah?
Yep.
Well, I mean, allegedly.
Allegedly.
No, yes, of course he does. No, I'm not feeling it.
It's not,
okay.
It's not sparking
fair, fair,
any
fair.
Joy for me. But
the video is fun to watch because it's him and Megan Fox.
Yeah. Well,
and I mean, she does not look bad at all. So you're willing to, like, look at Machine Gun Kelly while you're enjoying some Megan Fox in this mix. You've seen this video, right, Danny?
Oh, yeah.
Of course you have.
Yeah. Of course. Oh, well, did you ever see one of the transformation videos of him becoming Tommy Lee for the
yes.
movie? Because he's already covered in tattoos.
And they basically had to, like, put, like, makeup on to make him just bare and then put new
tattoos
on.
And then put Tommy Lee's tattoos. And then he had to do that every day.
And I think it was, like, several hours he had to pull that off.
Well, now... If it's not possible, do you think that he could have more tattoos than he did before? Now he's got one giant tattoo going on.
I saw the tattoo, and a lot of people are saying it looks like he basically got because he basically blacked out from his stomach up. So some are calling it looks like a crop top, which I thought was kind of funny because it does. It's like it's not his arms are fully blacked out and his chest is blacked out, but like some spots aren't, so they could work like designs in there as well. It's a very creative style of tattooing.
I mean, and the lines are very clean. It leaves some room for future work. And like he's got like a stripe kind of almost like across his nipples.
He also blacked out his nipples.
It's weird.
Which I thought was a little aggressive.
That would hurt.
I don't know why. Maybe it'd be weirder if he had like this fully blacked out chest and then they're just like these two nips that are just there. That might have looked a little strange.
The tattoo artist, and I'm sure that, you know, he meant this completely, said that he's never met a tougher one. Like that tattoo job was bananas.
That's a lot of ink, and there's some very sensitive spots. I mean, everyone's got their own spots that are unbearable. For me, it was kind of like above the collarbone into the shoulder area. I did not enjoy that area. I, not that I enjoyed any of it. I've never been that person. Like, tattoos are easy, because they're not. They're
I love getting needles.
I love the moment when it's done. But, like, you know, the process is quite extreme. And I've seen a couple of my friends have, like, the blacked out tattoos, but not all of the chest, like an arm. Yeah. And I'm always curious, and I always ask, like, certain people, I'm like, well, why'd you – clearly you had tattoos under that. And some of them was because, like, an ex was involved in, like, either tattooing them or they – And I'm always curious, like, if anyone does have a blacked-out tattoo, please call us at 206-803-ROCK, because I'm curious of, like, why did you get the blackout?
If you have a photo of it, you could email it to us, dms@kisw.com. I would love to see it. The first real blackout tattoo I remember seeing was Tim Comerford of Rage Against the Machine and yes. Audioslave and other things, that he had kind of, like, the shoulders that were all blacked out.
And I remember when he first saw it, it was, like, it's kind of like, Machine Gun Kelly's. It's very vibrant and it's very, like, it's shiny black.
Yeah.
And then over the years, it fades, like any tattoo. So now it's kind of like a newspaper graying kind of a, I mean, it's still fine.
Do you get your tattoos touched up ever?
No.
I've never once had a tattoo touched up ever.
I kind of
and you could probably tell that by looking at them.
Flaws and all. For me, a lot of times, like the tattoo, I mean, I love all the tattoos I have, but it's more about the story and the experience and why I got them at that time. Maybe it's like to get my mind off of something, to commemorate something. That to me is, the tattoos are memories and they just trigger great memories or sometimes tough memories that the tattoo did help me get my mind off of whatever I was dealing with at the time.
I'm just wondering if you get the all black tattoos or the blackout tattoos, I guess I should call them. Is that something you're going to go in and get touched up? Or is that like, now we're done, one and done?
Oh.
And not one. It says that he used 44 needles altogether for the tattoo.
At the same time?
I mean, I think they must have gone through 44 needles.
So I've followed a couple of artists who have done this before. And it's like a different style of tattooing where they use a ton of needles. And it's kind of like they stroke your skin. Like it's like, think of like a massage as opposed to like, you know, where they're just like drawing a picture. They're kind of just going down, you know, and then I've heard that with the blackout tattoos, you have to do multiple sessions because the first one doesn't necessarily take that well. So then you got to go do it again. You got to do it like three or four times. And then especially I've known people that do the white ink on top in designs. And that's even more because you have to do it over and over again for the white to show on top of the black.
Those tattoos look awesome.
They're so cool.
I'm so impressed by the ones that I have designs within the blackout ink. But
I don't know if I've seen that.
Oh, do a Google search and look those up because it's worth checking out. It's impressive. Like Danny just found one.
Oh, yeah. That is pretty rad.
They look great. I don't think I could sit through that.
Nope.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So it's multiple needles that are just kind of just scraping, like just tatting you down.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's 44 needles at the same time.
That's what I've heard.
Dang. I mean, I guess that makes sense. Work harder, not or smarter, not harder.
Be as quick as you possibly can. And do you think he did the numbing stuff?
That's a great question.
Is that for before and after or just...
Before.
Okay, yeah. So you put the that was not available the last time I got a tattoo. It's been a minute since I...
It was, and I've never been like, I'm not anti it. I've never done it. I've always been curious about it because I know, Danny, you've done it before, and I'm not like one of those people you see on social media. It's just like, if you can't take the pain, you'll get the tattoo. Like, it's like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
You know, who cares, like, at this point? Like, I'm actually at that point where it's like, I would probably consider doing it for, like, a back piece just because I don't know, I've been through this enough. I don't feel like having to deal with that pain, but also... Whenever I think about it, it's too late to get the numbing cream, and I'm already got the tattoo scheduled. I'm like, screw it. Let's just go.
Yeah.
Well, also, Machine Gun Kelly posted his photo and said it was for spiritual purposes only.
I do love some people are mad because he, like, tattooed over, like, these. I've never paid attention to his tattoos, but I guess he has a lot of tattoos that are, like, tribute to Cleveland.
Oh,
where
okay.
He's from. And some people are like, you turned your back on Cleveland. What did Megan Fox make you do it? And I'm just like, man, we're just jumping to conclusions.
Daily Migs Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Rockaholics, we are positive that something insane has happened to you while at a hotel. We want to know what it was. So call us up, 206-803-ROCK. The reason we are talking about this is because our Friday night was a little wild.
Yeah, so Friday we did a whole like team bonding thing. Well, we had a bunch of meetings and stuff like that. And then afterwards, Ryan Castle's like, let's just have a fun night out. Let's get dinner, let's get hotels, and let's just be stupid.
That's, you know what? The last word really resonates.
Oh, yes. There was a lot of stupidity that went down. And some of the stupidity had nothing to do with us. So we ended up finishing our stuff and we went back. We finally checked into the hotel at like 3 in the afternoon. And I remember being in my room. And the minute I got in the room, first of all, this, I won't say the name of the hotel. Because, I mean, it felt like a refurbished crack house. Did it not?
Yeah, a little bit.
It was like a couple blocks from where we work, which was cool. But I mean, I remember walking in there and it was like the rooms were like the size of a closet. And I remember I was like, I'm going to take a shower, freshen up. And I tried to move the shower head and it pulled out of the wall. And it was just like stuff was coming out of it. I was just like, oh man, this might be the last shower I take at this hotel.
Well, also, you like later in the evening, I remember you said you couldn't turn the heat off in your room.
No.
And my room was on the complete opposite, like polar express in my room.
Right.
It was bananas.
So then I get into the room and I'm like, all right, whatever. You know, this is fine. It's clean enough. I was like, I'll just wear my socks when I walk around on the floor. I'm thinking about my wife. I texted her immediately and said, you would not like this hotel whatsoever. You would be like, let's just get our money back and let's get out of here.
My favorite part, too, is that I've stayed in that hotel before. And I warned you guys before we went there. And I remember you guys looking up the pictures online.
It looked nice.
And you guys like, nah, it can't be that. And I was like, well, maybe for all I know, they refurbished it. They did refurbish it. However, the hotel still stands the way that I remember it.
And I stayed there once probably like 10 or 11 years ago. I kind of feel the same way as you, Danny. And I think that they have refurbished it since I stayed there.
That was my favorite part. Is like we finally meet up after like we, you know, got situated. I'm like, man, this place is kind of a dump. And Danny's like, it's a lot nicer than the last time I was here. And I'm just like, excuse me, this place was whatever. Yeah. So now I'm just in the room and I'm hearing like muffled sounds of another room yelling and screaming and cursing. And I'm like, well, that's kind of weird. Somebody's having an argument, apparently. And then it keeps going, and it keeps going, and it keeps going. Like, for a good 30 minutes, I just keep hearing it. But it's not anywhere near me, but I'm thinking, I should go walk around and figure out where this is and maybe let hotel security know. Because this person is screaming the F word, the S word, and he doesn't sound very happy. There's some things being banged around. And when I'm getting ready to do that, we get a text message from our friend Sarah, who's like, hey, this insane situation is going on in the room like two doors over from where she was staying. Because I was on the sixth floor, she was on the seventh floor. And I heard it plain as day in my room. It was crazy.
So you heard the muffled version. Sarah heard the unmuffled version.
Right. She heard the clear. And of course, like a good reporter that she is, and she's not a reporter, but like a good person that she is, she pulled out her cell phone and recorded it. And just to give you guys a taste of what it sounded like. But this was going on for a solid 30 minutes. And we bleeped out the curses, of course.
Hey! Go!
No, he was never talking to anyone. That's why I was like, at first I was a little concerned for somebody.
It was like a one-way conversation.
So I was getting ready to go tell security about what's going on, but Sarah's like, I already told them. And then we go and talk to security, and we find out that this person wasn't fighting with anyone. This person wasn't yelling at anyone in particular. This person was playing video games. Screaming at the top of his lungs, playing video games. And apparently he stayed there before, and the lady's like, yeah, we've had this issue with him before. He's never going to stay here again.
Wow. I wonder, I'm so curious as to what game it was.
Oh, probably like Super Mario Kart. Oh, yeah. It brings out the worst of people. It's got to be like a Call of Duty type of a game, I'd imagine.
Or what's the other one? It's not Grand Theft Auto, Danny. That one you wouldn't scream at, would you?
No, you would.
You would? Okay.
Yeah.
But I was like nervous. Like, I'd imagine, Sarah, you were like probably thinking, what am I staying next to when all this is going on?
It actually was terrifying.
Well, you heard like the slam. Yeah. Trying, if they were like throwing like a...
He was throwing something. Oh, yeah. And this was right like next to my room. And so I, like when I was about to go in to the room, I just like stood outside the room and just like listened to it for a while because I was immediately like... Is there another person in the room? You know, but I didn't hear anything. But I was like, it just kept going and going.
For over 30 minutes.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like, he's real mad. He's got to get like a different teammate or something.
So they say they had it all situated. Everything was good. We go off. We go get dinner. And then we're planning what we're going to do for the rest of the night. And then Danny and I and one of our buddies, Steve, who was there, like he's kind of like a dude from out of town that was helping, like having our meetings with us and all that cool stuff. We're like, we'll go back to the hotel, make sure he's all good for the rest of the night. And then we'll meet up with you guys afterwards. So we bring him back to the hotel via Uber. I'm getting ready to go meet up with Danny in the lobby, and I'm waiting at the elevator, and the elevator door opens, and there's three police officers, and they're holding, like, those riot squad shields. Oh, and I'm just like, I'll take the next elevator. And they just looked at me like, yeah, sorry, whatever. Wait for the next elevator. And now I'm like, this elevator's taking forever. Next one opens, two police officers. They both had the shields. And I'm like, I'm going in this one. I don't care. There's room. And I look at one of the police officers, and she has an electric guitar in one hand. The other police officer has a keyboard in one hand. And then the female police officer also has a tinfoil hat in the hand. And I'm just looking at them like, and I looked at them, and I'm just like, what's going on? They're like, well, this is what happens when you take stuff out of the refrigerator that you're not supposed to. And I'm just like, huh? And they just start laughing. They're like, oh, you don't want to know. And in my head, I'm like, I kind of do want to know. Like, what was it, the same guy? Was there something else going on? And what was he creating with this tinfoil hat, a keyboard, and an electric guitar?
I like that it was like a jam session, but also a conspiracy theory going on at the same time.
And why did they have the riot, the riot shields?
The Daily Migs Show.
We know something insane has happened to you while you were at a hotel. So what was that? Give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. Will in Lacey, the housekeeper made your bed with you still in it.
What?
Yeah, so I was sleeping, well, in the process of trying to be asleep, and my roommate, the guy I was rooming with, a friend of mine, was, you know, watching TV, and I heard a door open, and then she started vacuuming. I'm like, all right, that's annoying, whatever. A few minutes later, I felt the sheets under my legs being tucked in. And then I looked up, and she was walking away, and I was just in such disbelief, I was almost petrified.
Oh, my God. Do you think she was just like, screw it, I'm in here, I might as well just clean up? Or did she not realize you were there until she started making the bed?
She had to have known I was there. My head was up, you know, you could obviously,
right.
You know, you could see, like, my body... Like, the shape of it under the bed, I think she just said, I'm just going to make this guy's bed. I don't care if he's still in it.
She just wanted you to be all cozy.
That is
hilarious.
Yeah, I
mean, I guess maybe it was a mother figure in her or something. I don't know, but...
Did she do anything else in the room other than make the bed?
I don't know. I think she was vacuuming, but...
How great of a night did you have the night before that you didn't even hear her vacuuming?
It was so long ago where it's kind of hard to remember what, you know, transpired, but I just plainly remember my sheet and, you know, blanket being tucked in under my leg.
That is hilarious. It also makes me wonder, like, at some point, like, do you think, like, her boss pulled her aside and was like, hey, Cheryl, You have to make sure nobody's in the room if you're going to do the housekeeping stuff. You can't be making beds while people are still laying in them. I feel like that might not be the only time she's done something like that.
Are you the type that always puts the do not disturb sign on the outside?
I try to remember to do that, but there have been a few instances, typically at our radio conventions, where I've maybe had one too many drinks that I instantly regretted at like 8 in the morning and my door is being open and I'm like yelling, no, 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 I'm still in here. But more often than not, I usually, once I check in, I take that do not disturb and put it on the door because I'm like, I know I'm not going to want anyone coming into my room early in the morning.
And if I do need something, I'll call.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't need anything.
I remember back in my dumb drunk days, though, like when I was a lot younger and dumber, I would go around taking all the do not disturbs off of people's doors. Because
oh!
I like chaos. And I was like, this would be hilarious. But I never got to see the punchline of the joke other than me being a jackass.
So the hotel that we stayed at over the weekend,
you
on Friday
crack
night,
house?
The crack house,
yeah.
When I stayed there the last time, I woke up, I was sleeping next to my husband, Brad, and I woke up in the morning, you know, early in the morning, probably even before first light, because I was sticky. And I was sticky on my hands. I felt sticky on my chest.
Excuse me.
There was sticky in the bed, and I'm like, what is this? And then I turned the light on, and I realized everything was like a blue color. All of the stickiness was blue. And I'm like, what? I could not figure out what it was.
Did aliens show up and probe you two?
My husband had fallen asleep with a piece of gum in his mouth.
Uh-huh.
Like blue something gum.
Okay.
And it like liquefied in his mouth and got all
that's
over
gross.
Us. It was in my hair. It was in his hair. I was like, this is insane.
How big of a wad of gum was this?
I have no idea. And he has quit drinking, but this was during the days when he still drank.
Okay.
So I think he just must have passed out with gum in his mouth.
Oy.
And it ended up getting all over us, all over the bed. Like to the point where you couldn't even really fall back asleep because you're just laying in like liquefied sticky gum.
Did you let the hotel know what happened or?
What am I going to tell them?
Hey, we have some sticky sheets just to let you know. Hey, heads up.
Put a little tip on the pillow. Thanks for taking care of that.
We got some blue sticky sheets in here, just so you know.
We have an alien kink. It's really weird. Yeah, just don't ask questions.
Right, right. We'll tip you an extra $40. Just act like it never happened.
Do you have any other hotel horror stories for yourself?
The worst one was, I remember my wife and I, we went, I mean, I have I'm sure a few that will pop into my head as we continue to talk about it, but when my wife and I went to Disneyland, and we stayed at a hotel, and it was around the time when there was an earthquake, which wasn't the craziest part at the hotel, even though that was kind of nuts, because we didn't even realize there was an earthquake going on until we saw, like, the little reader on the news, and it said, an earthquake has hit Anaheim, and we're like, that's weird, we haven't felt anything. 2 seconds later, we felt it. We're like, oh, okay, that's what they're talking about. But I clogged the toilet, and I didn't think I did until the water started overflowing.
No!
And there was no plunger. They don't have, like, just plungers in every room, even though I contend that at some point lawmakers need to make that a rule at hotels.
Or when you make your reservation and you call ahead and say, hi, we're coming this day, can you please stock our room with a plunger? Would probably be...
Or maybe the concierge, they should be like, what's your diet like? You know what, we're going to put a plunger in there. We're looking at you. You're a big guy. What do you like to eat? All right, yeah, let's take a plunger in there.
I mean, how much overflowage was there?
I mean,
it just wouldn't stop?
It was all over the bathroom floor.
Oh, my God.
Not nothing, like just the water.
Yeah.
Nothing terrible. It wasn't like a crime scene or anything like that, but it was still embarrassing. And then we had a call, and then they show up, and I'm just like looking at them. You know, of course, we put as many towels down as we can, but
oh,
I was just like, I'm sorry. I could not apologize more to this guy. And you could tell he just looked at me like, it's okay. Just stop apologizing and let me just clean this up.
So it was like a maintenance guy had to come up and fix your problem.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so great. Steve in Ording, your wife rode a life-size statue of a deer at a hotel.
Yes, she did.
What? You sound very proud.
So it was, she used to sell jewelry, and if, you know, the top salesman would earn a trip. So our first trip was to Maui, and so they have a big, you know, welcome to Maui party, which we went to and partied for quite a while. And on our way back through the hotel, there's this giant life-size deer that... To me, it appeared to be made out of jade, which, in my head, this is a very expensive deer.
Ooh.
And the next thing I know, my wife beelines for the deer and jumps on its back and grabs its antlers and just starts, yee-haw, riding it.
That's awesome.
I also like, of all the statues that they would put in Maui, it's a deer. Like, is there, like, a big deer population in Maui?
I don't believe so.
Maybe her Christmas?
The one that was there did get ridden.
Did anybody make her dismount the deer?
Well, I finally drug her off the deer.
You're like, we've had enough of this.
But the next morning, it was... So we snuck down to the poolside, just going, oh, God, I hope nobody saw her riding the deer. And I had to return back to the room to get something. And as soon as I grabbed it, and I run, and I jump on the elevator, and there's two people standing on the elevator, and we do the typical, you know, stand in the elevator, just kind of looking at the wall. And
right.
All of a sudden, these people are kind of looking at me, and I'm like, what the heck? And this guy turns around and goes, hey, was that your wife riding the deer last night?
That is awesome. A memorable trip.
If I saw you at a bar and I was there and I witnessed it, I'd buy you both shots for that. I'd be like, that was like the best entertainment ever.
Yeah. Well, it was pretty cool because his wife sold jewelry for the same company and we actually became friends and hung out. So it was kind of cool.
That's awesome.
Thanks, Steve.
Honestly, that sounds like a night out with Steve Miggs when he's drinking, because anytime he sees anything, Taryn, I'm warning you.
You like to ride?
Oh, yes.
He will be like, guys, I got to get on that. Like, there was like a school bus.
It was a giant school bus statue that was in Dallas right by our hotel. And I don't know why, but I ended up, I didn't even know I did it until the next day when I was looking through the pictures on my phone and somebody took a picture and texted it to me.
Do you think in another life you could have been a cowboy?
Oh, I still think I have hope in this life.
A rhinestone cowboy.
You know it. I do like this real quick. This one text that says, I stayed in Vegas for our honeymoon. Same hotel as the AVN Awards. Oh. Let's just say my new wife elbowed me in the ribs for geeking out quite a bit during that honeymoon.
I went to the AVN Awards one year. I can concur that it's wild.
I can only imagine.
I did not stay in the same hotel as that, but we went to it.
What a conundrum for this guy. Just got married, and now he's seeing all the ladies that he used to hang out with before he married this woman.
The Daily Migs Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.